in Bad Axe. Saturday, October 3rd, running all day long.
Super one-day only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories.
Randy's Hunting Center will be roasting a hog. Stop by for free food and refreshments. Darton, Ten Point, and Wicked Ridge factory representatives will be on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows you can demo on site.
The Rebel.
Darton's highest performance, most compact model. Complete package with bow, quiver, bolt, scope, and cock and ropes. Only $769. Get a free hat and extra magazine with every Ruger pistol purchase. Ruger LCP 380 compact pistols with 14 styles to choose from, starting at $299. LC9s, starting at $339. Impossible to find Ruger AR 5.56 rifles, $599. Find many limited editions. That's the 27th annual open house this Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Some area farmers and truckers, Countryside Sales and Services Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Services of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days. Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
Listen to the WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1, download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey with your call tonight, Dave Hansen, in-game analyst, and Kayla O'Neill filling in for Doug Cole as our Director of Sports Information for the evening. And Kayla apparently has three titles tonight: stats, social media, and media relations, and also selfie stick duties. We have many selfie sticks of the night as well.
My.
Well, now it's time for our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and put them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today from the Herndon Daily Tribune via text. It's the penman of the pylon, Paul P. Adams, and of course our in-game analyst for WLEW Sports, Dave Hansen. One thing I notice here, we try and gather up as many football aficionados. Apparently we only can grab two.
Yeah, right.
And there we are.
Correct.
Through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time comes, we'll deem a Media Roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for this season's winner, oh, Dave, it is happening. At the end of the regular season, you will be receiving your trophy from last year, in fact, even. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game at the WLEW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential between the teams. If no one selects the correct winner, which has been the case three times this year, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for the week. Since Mr. Adams, dear Mr. Adams, finally was able to pick the correct winner back in week three and beat out Dave Hansen via point differential, standings sit at Dave Hansen, 0, Paul Adams, 1, Clark Ramsey, 3. So Paul Adams has the honor of going first since he technically won besides me in the last week. And his pick is going to be, he sent this in, he has USA 36, Lakers 28. The Patriots have gotten 28. Better every week in all facets of the game. They should be able to dictate the pace of play with their three running backs and quarterback Tanner Foley, setting up a GTW showdown with Vassar next week right here in USA. That's the words from Paul Adams.
Well, so that
so he's saying 36-28.
He's assuming Vassar's going to be cast tonight as well.
Well, that's a whole other if as well.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
All right. So
well, I like his thought process there. I'm actually in the same category as him here. I do have USA winning also. I think they're a tough team to beat at home. They are on a roll, just like he mentioned. They've rattled off four straight victories. They have an excellent running game. And with these winds, high wind tonight, I know you'll get into the weather later, Clark, but these high winds tonight, it's going to keep the ball on the ground. I think that benefits USA. Lakers likes to throw the ball a little bit more. This is going to keep them down. I have a 30-20 game where USA wins by 10. So, obviously, I'll take the over in this one.
So, you have 10 points. Paul Adams
has
with 8.
8. So, again, we're very – have the same thought process for tonight.
And it looks like I have Lakers.
Yes, you do.
So, we'll see if I get 4 scores on the season or not. And, of course, if there's a tie in any situation, whether it be team and or point differential, whoever scores closest to the actual score based on the game's winning team will be used to deem the winner's team's week's winner. Which can be a little complicated, I understand that. Let's take a look at other games going on throughout the region. First play starting in the 8-player division, New Haven Merritt travels to Owen Gage tonight, who is 5-0 on the season.
Should be a decent game, Clark. I take Owen Gage at the home team in that one.
We have Caseville at Akron Fairgrove. Caseville and 2-3, Akron Fairgrove 3-2.
You know, I like what Caseville has in their running game. I think they're an improved team. I'm going to go with Caseville in this one.
Big Rapids Crossroads at Peck.
Peck is a very good ball team. I'll take Peck.
Dryden at North Huron. North Huron sitting at 2-3 on the season.
North Huron is a better team than that record shows, and it's in Kendy, Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, so I will go with North Huron.
CPS travels to Kingston. CPS winless on the season. Kingston 2-3.
That's going to stay the same. Kingston is 2-3, about to be 3-3 on the season.
And, of course, Deckerville at Morris, probably the most sought-after 8-man game of the week across the whole state.
I would actually think so, and I'm rooting for Deckerville, and this one's going to be a battle. I'm going to go with the Eagles in this one.
All right, Morris comes in at 4-1, and for those keeping score at home, Morris way down yonder by Perry, Michigan. Into 11-player football tonight, Brown City is traveling to Harbor Beach on a homecoming night on the east side with strong winds coming off that lake. Harbor Beach got their first victory of the season last week. They're sitting at 1-4 on the season.
Very intriguing game. Two teams to me that are both quite equal in what they've done so far this year. Going to be a close one. What the heck? I'll take the Pirates at home.
All right. Ubley hosts heading to Memphis tonight.
Yeah, it's a long trip for them, but this win does not bother Ubley. They will win, and they will win big against Memphis.
And the team that beat Ubley last week, Sandusky, and now at 5-0 on the season, travels to Marlette, who has lost 2 straight.
Make it 6-0. The wheels are falling off for Marlette. Sandusky will keep on trucking ahead.
Vassar and Cass City in Cass City tonight.
Oh, great game. Another great game. Really good game tonight. Cass City, very disappointing. Lost to Lakers a couple weeks back. Rebounded nicely last week. They're going to give Vassar all they can handle, but Vassar probably wins this game by 2 scores.
And Bad Axe hosting Reese tonight, I believe.
I think Bad Axe gets back on the winning ways. Reese is going to give them a game, though. Bad Axe has struggled as of late. This is a game they got to have to get things going their way.
And, of course, Lakers at USA, and we've heard our predictions from Dave Hansen and Paul Adams. Both picking USA. Going to be close one, 10 points for Dave, 8 points for Paul. So, therefore, I have Lakers. It's time for a short break. We are 24 minutes away from kicking off from USA Patriot Country on a blustery Friday night as the crowd's starting to file in here on a beautiful Friday night. It's always a beautiful night for football on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
It's the Pigeon Fall Harvest Celebration, and 9-hour sales. Stock up for fall this week by shopping with Pigeon.